the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, as we said, there are different objectives for the supplications. Reciting each of these supplications will grant us insight different than the other. One of the most important objectives is the practical and ethical instructions found in these supplications, and this is not something that could be denied. This is especially true regarding something like Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. And one of the factors which led to these instructions in the language of supplication was the situation at the time of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam that we discussed in the previous episode. We said that we will refer to some of the instructions of these infallible imams that are embedded in these supplications. For example, in Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, in the 24th supplication, special attention is paid towards parents. Now, the 26th supplication, for example, this is what deals with the education of children. How to educate children and what their rights are is totally discussed in this 26th supplication. In this part of the supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has ordered the parents to pray for their children. He has ordered them to take much care of them. They are not to indulge in the wrong assumption that their only task is to provide food, clothing, shelter, medicine, etc., and to send them, for example, to schools or to high schools. Rather, the focal attention, based on the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, should be on educating them. And at the same time, in this supplication, it is talked about the ideal children. Should it be enough for them to be only literate, or should it suffice them to be healthy or wealthy? Are these factors enough? I mean, are there other factors as well? And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has issued comprehensive commands concerning these issues. We'll be back after a short break.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil jawab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as we said, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the 26th supplication is discussing how the parents should educate their children, what the rights of the children are. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this form of educational text, it could be said, but in reality, nothing can be seen except dua and supplication. Imam says, وَأَسِحَّ لِي أَبْدَانَهُمْ وَأَدْيَانَهُمْ وَأَخْلَاقَهُمْ. Oh my God, I pray to you to keep their bodies healthy, which is referring to the children. Imam says, أَسِحَّ لِي أَبْدَانَهُمْ. Oh Allah, keep my children's bodies healthy. وَأَدْيَانَهُمْ وَأَخْلَاقَهُمْ. To preserve their ethics and faith. And Imam says, grant me with their sustenance. وَأَدْرِرْ لِي. And make them well-doers. وَجْعَلْهُمْ أَبْرَارًا. Make them pious. Make them discerning and obedient to you. وَجْعَلْهُمْ أَبْرَارًا. أَتْقِيَا بُسَرَى سَامِعِينَ مُطِيعِينَ لَكْ. Obedient to you, and not just to you, and وَلِأَوْلِيَائِكَ. And of course, followers and lovers of your guardians. Make them hate and dissent from your foes. And Imam continues, assist me to bring them up and educate them well. أَعِنِّي تَرْبِيَتَهُمْ وَتَأْدِيبَهُمْ وَبِرَّهُمْ. Help me in educating them well. Guard me and my children against the Satan. وَأَعِذْنِي وَذُرِّيَّتِي مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَإِنَّكَ خَلَقْتَنَا وَأَمَرْتَنَا وَنَهَيْتَنَا وَرَغَّبْتَنَا فِي الثَّوَابِ مَا أَمَرْتَنَا وَرَهَبْتَنَا عِقَابَهُ. O Allah, you have made the reward of carrying out your orders desirous to us. You have warned us of the punishment of not obeying your orders. And as we see, dear listeners, in this supplication, the two objectives, I mean, introducing the ideal children and the way of educating children, are thoroughly dealt with. And Imam is teaching us how we should educate our children. And Imam is at the same time warning us about the rights of the children. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. By my side, I wish to be the most.
close to you.